Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Also helping, it's hump day with 20 friends. We're here, we're offline, we're on the
Wednesday somewhere.
Friday, what are we doing? What happened
Wednesday? Because I was running a bit late because the girls had their 6-month injection and it was a horrible night. And I woke up in a panic, it's a bit late, so I've got to take the day count. Boys, I'll be 10 minutes late to fucking Kooyong, where we do the famous podcast. And as I was on my way, you guys said, don't worry about it. Now, I can't imagine you were that pissed off that I was late. You decided to cancel the whole thing.
Yeah, when your message come through saying, bad night with the girls. Now, I haven't got twins, but I've had two kids. And straight away, there's a memory back 15, 17 years. And I just thought, oh, poor old Dano. I've been there. I've done that. So I just sent you back a message, just saying, take it as long as you need, brother, you know, because we're a team here, ultimately, even though, you know, my next step will be worrying about the kids being out for too long.
Yeah, so
I knew it would be all fine. And Samantha turned up, got a message from Samantha that I often get while I'm just having a coffee saying, you know, if you can give us a hand, it'd be great just to pick up the equipment. Yeah,
of course.
And then up come her boot.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the shoes.
What was in the boot, Ralph?
There was nothing in the boot, Dave.
Nothing in the boot.
So you remember, I think she said about 6 months ago, she had a dream that her equipment wouldn't be in the car when she got there.
Yeah. Hey, dreams come to true.
Follow your dreams.
So just, what was her excuse?
I don't want to put words in her mouth while she's off looking after Noah.
No, but we're good at that on this podcast.
Exactly. So what would you think a lady's default position would be if they've done something wrong?
Well, I hope Stephen didn't put it in the car or something like that.
Boom.
Yeah.
Okay. So that
she's
was...
She's biting husband.
It was Stephen's fault. It was her car, apparently it's Stephen's fault.
It is, because I've seen Stephen unload the equipment many, many times at Kooyong, Wednesday and eight. How many times have you seen Stephen at Kooyong?
No, I haven't seen him at Koo.
No, zero. Absolutely zero.
So maybe at the back end, I can only assume he said, Sam, get in the car now. Whatever you do, don't check the boot. Because I've already put the equipment in. So just drive off and don't check the boot whatsoever.
She had a solid year, Samantha. I just left us for Europe for 6 weeks, whatever it is. And just
exactly.
Thinks that we can record on our phones.
Mind you, in fairness, having heard something last week when we got some 360-degree feedback from our people.
Yeah.
I don't think the equipment was any – the sound was any worse when we didn't do the show compared to when we did do the show. So
it's been no good.
Well, thank you to everyone who pointed out about me not knowing where the microphone is. As bad as my career has been, I have known where to speak. So the microphone didn't work. I don't know what happened there, but my mic didn't work and I don't think yours was much better. So anyway, that was the week before. So
was that with us and Samantha?
It was. So Samantha was back in, let's face it, she was still in Europe, attitude-wise.
Well, she's obviously still there. Well, when she gets back on this, I'm going to have an intervention. If you don't want to be in it, don't.
As soon as she gets back on after putting down Noah to sleep or whatever, we'll just say that we've been very supportive of her, and we know what the mistakes are.
Yeah, it's smart. Yeah.
Hey, you've got a busy day tomorrow, haven't you? You've got to cover more ground than...
What's tomorrow? Saturday, yeah, I'm playing footy. And then I'm in Ballarat.
Ballarat. So did I look at the fixture? Where are you playing footy? Rosebud?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Ballarat? Yeah.
I know. It's not
good. Mate, I'll go for your family, don't you?
I'll go where the people want me, mate. Mate. But I went to training. I'll tell you where I went to training last night. And it'll probably be the first and last time. It's a long way, fucking Frankston, for a training session. Let me tell you.
There, how's the peak hour traffic that we discussed?
Oh, mate, it was horrific. two lanes are freeways. What the fuck is the two lanes for? It's so frustrating. It's a fucking freeway. Two lanes, mate. People breaking down. You know when you're in that mood, you're like, geez, I hope someone's really hurt for this fucking traffic to be here. I hope it's a fucking fair bingle. I hope no one's just run out of, got a flat tire. I hope there's someone severely hurt, like, that's in this traffic to making me wait in this traffic for so long. Mate, two lanes the whole way. There was fucking people, mate, it was a disaster.
Do you realise that the reason it's peak hour is that people do that every day?
Oh, mate, I don't know. It's crazy, isn't it? it's crazy. I thought peak hour was about 3 a.m. in nightclubs, that's when it's between about 1 and 4 a.m. That's peak hour for most. But yeah, Rosebud. And how's the a coach? So someone said to me, a trainer last night, he goes, oh, mate, the Rosebud, the opposition rang us up and asked if you were playing so we could promote it. I was like, well. I was like, wow, I'll tell you what. Nothing's for nothing.
Did you tell me you're prepared to do an ad for him?
Oh, I said, man, I'm not playing unless I get a sling. So there they make money off me. I'm happy to. I said, listen, I'm a generous man. So just what they average usually, just do that, and then I'll just take 50% of on top of that.
That's more than fair, as far as I said.
That's what I think. So, man. So I'll decide whether I'm going to play here or not, just to see what they come back. See what Rosebud come back with. What kind of offer they come back with, and then we'll go from there. But I've done some driving. I'm going to go to Whittlesea tonight.
Yeah, both solo or with anyone?
Solo. Just till the game starts. The Collingwood Carlton game. So I'll get the first. I'll probably watch. It's an hour away, which I thought it was like 35 minutes away from my house, but it's not. It's an hour and a half in peak hour, because I googled it last night at 4:30.
Yes.
So that's not fun, but I'll probably listen to the first half on the radio, then come home and just watch from the second half like it was live, so I'll be delayed. So if anyone decides to give me anything on social media, I won't be on it, because I'll be watching it delayed.
You should put it out as if you're live.
Yeah.
Without checking your mentions back.
I might tweet it like started like 8:40, or I'm sitting down and watching the game.
Non-live tweeting.
Yeah.
It says the review of last week's game, Pines were without Dane Swan, who had another commitment.
Yep. No. Well, they lost, so yeah. Now they must need me. I was in Brisbane last week. Had a function there, and then Yeah, my horse won on the Sunday night in the Group 1 in Singapore.
Oh,
did.
Good on you. Good stuff.
Yeah, Golden Monkey. I told everyone on here too, didn't I? So they all backed it.
Yeah.
Well, coming from $2.50 to $1.60, so everyone obviously did back it.
Little fish is sweet, as they say, Dave.
Yep, I don't know if that's true. No. Brisbane was nice. Fuck, I just recovered. Fuck. It's hard to come home and pretend you haven't got hungover. Walk in the house and pretend you're still asleep on the couch.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, I'm good to go. I'm like hanging out the back of your head. It was good. Brisbane was good. Nice to get some nice weather. And that's about, Darwin Cup next week. So I miss, whoever we're playing, I miss all the home games at Frankston, which isn't good. But
all the more reason they look after you for the away games.
Listen, I don't mind. So I'm not greedy. I'll just take a half of whatever they're going to get on top. Now, listen, there might only be an extra 100 people or 50 people, but listen, that gives me the petrol money on the way home, so I'm going to fucking Rosebud.
And the wear and tear in your car with the big out
absolutely. Mitsubishi Kia. Like, I wouldn't want to do that to them. Absolutely.
He was over at in Adelaide, Michael Hall.
He was. I offered him up my ticket. Offered him up my tickets to Carlton Collingwood tonight. My goal passes, but he's he's away. Nice. We're meant to go on a box to Carlton to Collingwood Geelong, but I'm in Sydney farewelling my family. Trying to do that without a smile.
How did you go with the 6 month injections, please?
Nah, it's been horrible. It's been the worst. It's been the worst 2-3 days as a parent I've had. It was fucking horrific. They're just coming out. Oh, man. I didn't sleep for 3 days. I was like, what the fuck is in this what the fuck is in this vaccine? They've turned them into werewolves.
if you go on breeding.
Yeah. And, mate, I only copped probably 20% of it because Taylor was, did the lion's share of the work, got beat up and stuff like that. Oh, mate, it was not fun. Well, I thought I was going mad. But I think they're out of it now, which is nice. And I'd want to be fucking immune to all those vaccines that to all those diseases or whatever we fucking vaccinated.
Just for your sleep pattern.
Yeah. I slept downstairs one of the nights, couldn't have it. So
because of that, no doubt that was part of the reason. The didn't get any critiques of Port Adelaide and Collingwood from you. So for our people, what were your thoughts?
No, man, I was also the function I had started at 11:30 Saturday, so
couldn't concentrate.
I think I had a tweet in the gun, but we watched it with about 50 people, and I was just, it was just like one of the president's house or something like that. The footy club was outside. I couldn't really sit on my phone just tweeting, so I had to I also have to give it a miss. I was gonna tweet something, but I forgot. I don't know, but that, listen, they were just, it was good effort by Port. Well, it was a good effort. But they're just not good enough. Well, no one is. So,
yeah. What was the feeling like when they didn't cover your 2.5?
Yeah, no, it was fucking nasty. I was like, why did I... why did I go away from the cash cow? Yes. 1-39. It was nice. I took the over and I came to. I went all right in the weekend, actually, on double. Danes won 36, but they're just better than everyone else. But Port Records is a good effort. Well, mate, I was Kenny. They are the number one side. Well, Southbrook came. You just copped them. You just copped their nuts right in your face, Kenny. That's what happened. They did what they did. So he's a bit smart. I don't know. I like Kenny. I think Kenny Hinkley. I think he's good. He's been a bit smart before in the media during the week, saying the Wolves self-proclaimed number one side. Well, guess what?
In July.
Yeah. And they will.
That was his point.
I reckon they will be come August, and they were in fucking March, April, May, June, and July, and they will be in August, and they will be in September. Now, if they lose, it's going to be an epic failure. I've said that. If they lose it, they've fucked it up royally somehow, because... It'll be an epic failure for the year if they don't win it, how much better they are than everyone else. And like Chris Scott, he goes, mate, when we're at our best, we're the danger. Doesn't look like Chrissy. He got beat again. He's not the danger. And the other thing is, when we're at our best, well, no fucking shit. If someone's at their best in our team, it's the AFL. People are going to be better than others. But if everyone's playing at their best, Collingwood would have 5 goals better than anyone else. And if you don't believe that, I know you have to say this for your supporters and your team players, for your psyche, so you can get it right. But I think we all know, and I'm looking through unbiased glasses here, Collingwood are easily the best side in it. I'm actually going to do my rolling 22 All Australian side.
Did you?
I think you might be quite surprised on how many Collingwood players are getting.
22?
Nah, no.
When are you putting that up?
If I've got spare time today, I might do it Sunday. I want to see if we'll get a full round of games in, because I'm an unbiased observer.
I'm going 8.
Pardon?
I'm going 8. 8's my line.
Oh, I reckon it might be 19 or 20. But I'm from an unbiased observer.
Butters. Tracker Butters. Yeah, fair enough. I'm trying to now I've got to think via your eyes.
I think maybe Pond and Pelling Tony Beer have probably done enough. Apart from that, I'm not really sure, but I'm going to do my unbiased. Everyone's doing their All-Australian sides now, so I thought I might as well throw my hat into the ring. I'll probably get it up after the round of footy. Why is there no Thursday night footy anymore?
Well, the World Cup was on, so Channel 7 have got the World Cup rights, so they'll be playing those games on a Thursday night, which makes sense ratings-wise. And also, the deal wasn't locked in, so I dare say there'll be some negotiations over the summer, because you would think the AFL wanted it every Thursday night.
Yeah, makes the weekend feels a bit closer. And
desperates like us do as well.
Well, my missus loves no footy on Thursday night. One less night she has to fucking put up with footy in the house. So probably a lot of wives and girlfriends out there that are really happy that footy only stays on the weekends.
Yeah, there's that.
Should we bring Monday night back? Remember Monday night footy? How awesome that was?
Yeah.
That fucking sucked as a player, let me tell you.
Didn't really work. Didn't really catch on. As a player, no, because it just ruined your whole weekend would be.
Now you wake up in the morning, it's like normal TV, or people back at work. It's such a fucking weird feeling playing on a Monday.
What was I going to say? Did Dabble pay out on any doubles with the England winning the moral test into Port Adelaide winning expected score?
Yeah, no, I think that was one of the bigger multis of the weekend. Yeah. And they won easily. I think they won it. Was only fucking 5-goal difference on it. I don't think the Pies are going very well. They're in a real race for the finals. Maybe your mate Hoyney on Champion Data probably thinks they probably should be. They're very lucky to make the finals. And how fucked up Champion Data are.
On behalf of you, I think you should lobby the AFL for Collingwood to get an expected score priority pick.
Yeah, mate, you know what? I don't disagree. I do not disagree. They've been very...
They're struggling.
They've had a tough year. The old the Pies. And they just keep turning up. Even though they've been ordinary skewed, the fans, they keep turning up in their droves.
Yeah.
Just to watch the boys play.
Yeah.
What, they got 4 games left for the year.
Yep.
And then that's it.
And they know there's every chance they'll turn up and they'll get an expected score asking, but they still keep turning up. So that's all tribute to them. All right, well, starting tonight, the Blues. What was your favourite Blues game?
My favourite Blues game?
Yeah.
Round 23 last year.
Not as a player? Just the fact that
I'm a the finals? Mate, probably, yeah. Man, as a player or as a watcher, as a supporter, probably... last round, Carlton were even worse when I played them than when they are. Well, it's hard for people to wrap their heads around because they've been shit the whole time. But at least they weren't expecting to be any good when I was playing them. But now their supporters expect them to be good. So it was like we just playing with your meat. We were just running around, just doing what we liked. so it wasn't very hard, you know. They weren't very good at all.
Who was your tagging
on? Oh, mate, fuck. I went through them. Carrasco played on me a fair bit. I had Jordan Bannister played on me once. Who else? Oh, man, unfortunately, I ended a lot of careers at Carlton.
Just slipping in the unfortunately before that's
yeah, mate, listen, I don't like anyone who loses their job. You know what I mean? I don't wish people to lose their job and lose the ability to, you know, pay for their family and look after their family. But I did, unfortunately, end a lot of careers come, which is sad.
Just nailing 40 on them.
Oh, mate, exactly. Just because they're the games you're judged on. Like Collingwood, Carlton, when you're playing in one of the big four clubs, you get judged on the big games. So, the Collingwood, Carlton, Anzac Days, Collingwood, Richmond's the you know, it's easy to get a kick against fucking Freo. Well, no, not against Freo. They're a very good side. They're storming home. Like against your West Coast or your North. You get anyone to fill your boots against them, you know, at a big club. But it's what you do when it counts in the big games where people expect you to win. So that's how you make your name. And unfortunately, a lot of Carlton people did not make their name against the big clubs. And that's why they're not playing.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that.
eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Anymore.
There's that. All right, Collingwood $1.37, Carlton $3.02. What's the line? The line, the all important line, 14.5, over under 159.5. And because we were set to do this show 2 days ago, I can just check any little market movement. Carlton's actually come in a point.
Have they?
Yeah.
Well, does not matter. I'm going back to the well.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
You lost your brains last week.
No, I did. I did. I was trying to be too smart for my own good. I thought that'd smack him. I thought, but yeah, going back to the well, Carlton will probably show a little bit of fight, but they're not in Collingwood's league.
So that's 1-39 for those who don't know, and I'm snapped with you. So hopefully the cash cow starts off as you take one of the little ones away. So I'll just fill in a little bit of time here. It's Geelong, very friendly. Yep. Geelong, $1.05. Fremantle, $9.50. Now, I can't remember. We might need Champion Data's help here. I can't remember the last time the flag favourites. A flag favourite was $9.50. So that's incredible odds for a team that's favourite for their flag. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Are they going well with the Dockers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Are they the better team in WA?
Someone actually said, well, actually, they haven't got a bad record at Geelong Fremantle. Why would that matter this year?
I'm not sure it matters at all.
I don't think Matthew Pavich is playing for him.
No, Hayden Ballantyne, is he? No.
Net 5 2014 style isn't playing for him, even though he's not playing for him physically at all at the moment. My God, they've been terrible. Anyway, 47.5, which way are you going? Over under line 168.5.
This may shock you. I'm going to go with Freo.
Well, 8 goals is a big start.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with Freo. Like you said, they've got a very good track record at home at Geelong, apparently. And I think Geelong might just... Is the percentage important for Geelong?
Only if Carlton keep winning.
Yeah, because they got the draw. Well, Carlton will lose Friday night and probably copper hammering, so that percentage will drop.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Geelong just might get the 30, 40 points in front, and that'll just about do for them. So, yeah, I'll stick with Freo.
All right, Freo there. I'll go against you, Geelong. I do think we often say how good the markets are as far as how close they often are. I reckon this is one of those the markets will be badly wrong, but just one way or the other. It might be 2 or 3 goal winner or... Fucking 100 point.
80 point.
Because they're not playing for each other, Freo, but sometimes they, with the shackles off now, they might actually have a dip. Freo, Western Bulldogs, $1.48. Dane, you've been saying for a while, you've been waiting for the Orange Tsunami. I think it's here. I think the juggernaut's happened. $2.60.
It is.
Oof. But it's down at Ballarat. Don't know if Sam's down there yet. That's what I'm waiting for. How can we give a tip if we don't know if Sam's there yet? Mm. 12.5 points, the line, 154.5 the over-under.
Do we have a weather check in Ballarat? Is it going to be...
Not too bad for Ballarat. It's a cold, but apparently okay.
I'm going to take the under. I'm going to take the under. I think the Dogs probably win this game. But it's either Dogs 1-39 or I'm going to take the under. Because GWS just keep proving me wrong, so... Tough to pick a winner in this game, so I'm going to take the under.
It's a very low under, but it's a low under for a reason, the way these sides play. I'm going with form. I know the Bulldogs had a good win over Essendon last week, but they shouldn't have lost that Sydney game. And they were okay against Collingwood, but GWS sides with momentum, they're hard to stop, and they're believing in each other. So in the way they
seem to stop in football,
100%. They beating Adelaide and Adelaide, I think that was their big believer game. So at some stage they probably fall off the cliff, but hopefully it's not this week. So I'll go the GWS given their 2-goal start. The Q Clash, the Gold Coast Leakers, $3.35, Brisbane $1.31, over under line 20.5. The line is 20.5. The over under is 167.5.
I think, mate, this is. I was talking about Carlton Collingwood.
Yep.
Like the big Rob. This is right up there.
Where this were you the day the Q Clash happened?
This is must-watch television. The top of the this is the top of the trees in the way of rivalries go, but I think Brisbane are just better. So I'm gonna give me the 20.5. Brisbane just should put this side away pretty fucking easily. You would think if they can still sneak into the top two, Brisbane. So they'll be doing everything they can to finish in the top two. So give me Brisbane easily.
There's that Metricon, which is, of course, the home of the 2068 Grand Final, because apparently the AFL Grand Final shouldn't just be at the MCG all the time. We need to rotate it. So how good will that be, that Grand Final at Metricon? Can't wait there. So I'll go overs. The one thing with the Suns is they haven't got many injuries at all, and with Stephen King being the fill-in coach, they tend to play with freedom when they're not under the previous strict coaching. We saw that with GWS, saw that with the Collingwood footy club after Bucks left. So just wonder, it might be a bit sort of free-flowing, and boy, can Brisbane score. So I'll go the over, which is 164.5. Essendon and Sydney, 6.5 is the line there, Dane. And it's blown right out. A punter who keeps in touch has sent me a message that the robots, the smart players, have trashed Essendon over the past few weeks. Very, very financially lucrative for them. So, again, this line has really moved. It was sort of pick them at the start of the week, and now it's 6.5. And the over-under, 170.5.
I watched the Essendon game last week, so I took the over, and that was the most disgraceful display of ball movement I've ever seen. All they did was kick the ball backwards more than they kicked the forwards in the whole game. That game's never going over, so I can't take the over, so the under looks juicy to me. 170, fuck, that's a little bad on the weekend. But does that mean, do they break the shackles or do they just tighten up again? That is the big question. They've lost a bit of their mojo they had earlier in the year.
How would the response have been if that was Ben Rutten still coaching with that ball movement? Wasn't that the criticism of Rutten?
Yeah, he'd be sacked.
again.
Is this at the MCG?
No, I'm pretty sure it's at Etihad. I will check.
Okay.
At Etihad, it's no longer Etihad, Marvel.
Okay. All right. Give me the under. Yeah.
Right. Give me the under. So the under, by the way, after back over, for our scoreboard, I did say 164.5. It's moved to 167.5, the Q Clash. So that will be my line for the scoreboard, 167.5. And your line for the scoreboard will be
170.5.
You've got the under. I will go the Dons. Not because I've got much faith in them, but I haven't got much faith in Sydney either. 6.5 points. They're just going as well. So 6.5 will do me. Righto, the showdown. Now, they've got the Bond Brothers as the that's now a legal battle, because they've got the Bond Brothers as the why don't they have Rod Jamieson and our man having a punch?
That's exactly a trophy. I think so. That'd be great.
Exactly.
Like, hey, get the ring before the game. Have a go.
Yep. He said he loves that phone call every year.
Yeah.
Can you do a chat about? 13.5 points is the line. The Crows nearly beat the D's, and I was cheering so loudly behind glass, Dane, just couldn't get the boys up. But
no, it's fine. I'm going to take Adelaide at the line here. This is probably their last important game for the year. Anything happened in these clashes, Yeah, they usually, now I could be wrong here, but in my head, they're usually close games. They could be blowouts, but in my head, they are generally close games. So the over, it's a very fucking high total too, actually.
Very high.
Oh, I didn't see that till just then. Give me the under. That's a high total. Actually, I like Adelaide at the line, but that total is very, very high.
A couple of things. Sorry, go on.
A couple of things. Well, it's like a big final, you know. This is the big game, usually tight, contested, fucking heaps of pressure, like a huge. This is as finals like as Adelaide's going to get this year. So I reckon I like the under more than I like Adelaide. So that would say give me the under.
Yeah, I'll go snap there. And the other thing I was going to say was the line since we did the show was it's moved 4 points. So it was 7.5 the Crows. Now it's 13.5.
Okay.
So that's a fair sign that, that the smart players are saying that it is usually close games, these showdowns. And certainly they often go against the favourite, which obviously would say there's a psychological aspect to that. All right, Hawthorn, playing the Saints. Oh, how was that for some multi builders? Jeez, there would have been some victorial losses.
Fucking hell. There's a few games like that. It's the great game on the weekend. It's the great game on Sunday, but it's not the best game of the Sunday. Well, we'll get to that one.
Yes, exactly. 5.5 points start to Hawthorn, over under 157.5.
Now, listen, Hawthorn just bob up every now and then with the game, but they have nothing to play for now. The Saints have been pathetic, and they've been gifted a decent draw the last few weeks. Look, I think Saints will be 15th. They're sixth on the ladder. I'm not sure whether that just shows how bad the bottom half of the eight is, or I've got no idea how that fucking happened. But I thought they're out of the eight. They're sixth. Well, they're fifth or somewhat. So it's got me fucked. But the Saints have to cover Hawthorn by a goal. They have to. They cannot lose. They cannot. Yes. I'm tempted to do 1-39 in case they win by a point, but there could be a blowout. So give me the Saints 5.5 and watch them win by 3 points.
I wouldn't think the Saints got great form, just falling in against North and losing the Gold Coast. And the D's looked after them. And beating West Coast by 8 points. I don't think that's great form.
No, it's not. It's horrible form.
So I tend to go against that as deferential as I am to what you did out there. I do think that it's a bit of a myth about what they've got more to play for. I think it generally comes down to what form is on the day. And I'll go for the Hawks, 5.5. Yeah, okay. So one of us will be right.
Yeah.
Tigers and the D's. Tigers, of course, just beat the Hawks after Hawks looked home last week. The D's just hung on after looking like they were going to smash the line, and they didn't. So 10.5 points is the start. That's coming in as well. It's 12.5 when we were going to do the show. So Richmond, $2.50. Melbourne, $1.54. 10.5 start. The over-under line, 168.5.
What's the weather going to be Sunday?
What's that?
What's the weather going to be Sunday?
I think it's all right. It's mainly all right this weekend.
Since Melbourne have started to find an avenue to score, I think. And I think Richmond like to score as well, if I can remember correctly. So I'm going to take the over here. I think Melbourne have kicked 100 points in the last couple of weeks. I think Richmond are good enough to kick 10 or 11 goals if they do that. So give me the over.
All right. I think it's time for the D's to put it together. They've been stuffing around a bit, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but just, you know, their backline's been rock solid, and they've been trying to work out what to do up forward. And obviously with the absence of Fritz, so now they've got some real genuine goal kickers up there. And as you said, Dane, they scored well last week. The line has moved in Richmond's favour to it was 12.5 at the start of the week. Now it's 10.5, but I think the D's will put on a show. So go the D's. Last game, Dane. Where were you when West Coast hosted the Kangaroos?
Jesus, what a game this is going to be.
So this line has moved. This line's moved significantly. I think it was Pickham at the start of the week. It was 4.5 when we were going to do the show, and now it's 7.5 in North Melbourne's favour.
Jesus.
Over under 170.5.
Oh, mate, you couldn't possibly pick West Coast, could you? You couldn't pick him in a fit. You're not going to do it, are you, Ralph? Let me hear you first.
Well, I am. And they've covered the line in the last two home games. And
you're a brave man.
Well,
their form's good. But they're going very well, both sides.
Last two home games, they lost to St Kilda by 8 points and they lost to Richmond by 38 points. And the line that day was 7 goals. So they covered the line. And we're talking North Melbourne. So I don't bet in maidens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I'll go West Coast.
This is for my old friend Sonia Hood.
Exactly.
This is the one. North have to beat West Coast. But I just read Barras is out for the rest of the year. Yep. He's about their remaining only good player. That Oscar Allen would probably be a fucking star in any other side. But apart from that, that's all they've got. And if the ball doesn't get down to him, we can't do much.
Was he in the in contention for the Danes one all Australia?
He was, but my check's been very good this year.
Right.
Yeah. So give me North.
All right. Well,
I might take the over too, not for the score, but I think I'll have a go at the over just to see. It'll be circle work. It's two sides, Bruce feet footy, just running around, everyone having drives. No one wants to get hurt. Oh, there she is.
Oh, there's
Sam. Well, as we finish.
Yeah. All right. Well, all of Dane's best bets and everything, other sporting work will be Dane Swan 36 at Dabble. Mine's racetrackrugby.com.au.
Samantha, next Wednesday, can you bring the equipment, please?
Yes. It's a very important part of podcasting.
We were very kind to you while you walked away.
I'm sure you were. I have no doubt. I know how kind you are when I'm in the room.
If you still want to be in Europe, just tell us. Just go back.
Everyone wants to be in Europe, Dane.
Just I don't. I want to be here with you on the grind in the fucking
in the cold.
Giving our fans something. Well, this is another weekend that we've missed out on an hour of absolute bullshit that make them dumber.
So I've kept all the messages that we got on Wednesday, and I'll put out for some more. So we'll catch up on all the
Wednesday.
And it'll be Wednesday on Wednesday everywhere in the world.
Everywhere in the world.
Yeah. Well done.
All right. We'll see you Wednesday with the equipment, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.